Extreme dry heat is blowing into India. It's pushing thermometers up to 117 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is in a country where about a third of the population doesn't have access to electricity. Many of those who do are dealing with occasional power outages, with fans and air conditioning straining the system. More than 1,100 people have died in this week-long heat wave. They include India's poor, its homeless, and some construction workers who labor in direct sunlight. The monsoon rains are coming. They should bring some relief, but it could take a week or more before they cover the country. Baltimore, Maryland. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts has said law enforcement is struggling to stop violence in West Baltimore. He said officers doing basic police work are regularly surrounded by dozens of people, many of them hostile and holding video cameras. The city's been on edge since the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray in April. Police found a knife in his pocket, arrested him on a weapons charge, and Gray was fatally injured while in police custody. Protests, peaceful demonstrations, and riots followed. Six officers were charged in connection with Gray's death. Today, the number of murders has spiked in the city, making May Baltimore's deadliest month since 1999.
And morale, where is morale for police officers?
It's in the sewers. It's down. It's the worst of the worst I've ever seen in my career.
A Baltimore police officer some dozen years on the force says the spike in murders and gun crimes here is the direct result of a coordinated police work slowdown. Why do you think that there is a great increase in the murder rate and the number of shootings in this town?
Officers stop being proactive.
Not patrolling.
Not patrolling, just stop being proactive.
Not talking to the community.
Not talking to stop being proactive. I believe this is a direct result from officers holding back.
With the murder rate skyrocketing, up 47% this year, guns being fired here in even bigger numbers, non-fatal shootings up at least 66%.